Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting new or gently worn sweaters, coats, and cold weather gear as part of KCTS9's annual Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Sweater Drive, now through February 8th. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Shrimp boats is a common, their sails are inside. Shrimp boats is a common, there's dancing tonight.
Yeah, a little shrimp boat must have docked near your house this last weekend, Nancy. I saw that video and story that you did in last Sunday's Times, and it was really fun. You do a great job on the video thing there, except your recipe is all wrong.
That's a very simple recipe for garlic shrimp, Stein. What did you think was wrong with it?
It was basically okay, but when I make it, Nancy, only a couple of differences, really. One thing I do, if I have the time, is I like to marinate the shrimp with the minced garlic and olive oil in advance for a while, about an hour in the fridge. Also, instead of the crushed pepper flakes, I like to use torn up dried cascabel chilies. Have you ever used those?
I can't say I've used those specifically, but I have used torn up dried chilies. Yeah. Are they Mexican?
I don't know where they're from, but they look like little bells. You know, they're little round globular dried chilies, and they have a nice sweetness to them. They're not especially hot. And the biggest thing of all, what really makes it for me when I make that dish, is I finish it with a splash of sherry wine vinegar. Have you ever tried that?
You know what? I'm one of those people that doesn't like to put vinegar, sherry vinegar, in a lot of things, although I understand from chef friends that it's the little secret trick to making a delightful sauce. So you might have something there. But Stein, I have to tell you something. One of the great things about this particular dish is that you can make it so fast, it's not funny. So if you come home from work, as I pointed out in my story, or at least in the video, that you can come home from work, stop and grab shrimp on your way home, and have dinner on the table in practically half an hour. So you don't have an hour and a half to marinate shrimp.
Oh, wow.
And when I say you can have it on the table, I mean you actually, I cook shrimp in olive oil with garlic and pepperoncini and a little fresh parsley, and I put that cast iron skillet right on the table. If I'm feeling, you know, really exuberant, I can also serve a salad on the side. But mostly we just have that with some good bread for dipping in all the olive oil and juices from the shrimp.
Oh, yeah, I'm just teasing you. I think any way you make this, it's going to be good. I do have one further quibble with you, though. I read in that column that when you got these shrimp, they offered to shell and devein them for you. And, oh, Nancy, I certainly hope you didn't let them keep those shells. Those shells are precious.
Hey, who said I didn't take the shells
home? Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
In fact, I regularly save all the shells.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're saving the shells. And for those who are wondering, what in the world would you want the shrimp shells for? Even if you're not going to use them right away, you can just freeze them, and they're terrific for any kind of seafood stock.
You can make a delicious risotto without even having shrimp, so long as you have the shrimp shells.
Yeah, yeah, just to flavor the stock you cook the rice in. Okay, well, I'll have a link to Nancy's column and to that video there. And you know, Nancy, you're really pretty good on that video. I think we ought to get together and do a little TV show together.
I don't know, Stein. I think we both have great faces for radio.
That's my old gag. Anyway, I will have a link, and you can see it at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy.
Keep the shells on.
Lisa, I'm Dick Stein.